菩萨世间诞生世也是甚为细甚为细的，菩萨狮子游行其步，在一出生就是游行其步，一手指天一手指地，有这种啊智慧，说天上天下唯我独尊，这也是甚为细的。菩萨四处王宫，在王宫里住的时候，巧方便智，善巧方便这种的智慧也甚为细的。菩萨出家修道，修调伏横，调伏众生的横也甚为细的。菩萨菩提树下做道场成正脚也甚为细的。菩萨破魔君众降服一切魔君，成无上正等正脚，这也是甚为细的事情。如来做菩提座，做菩提法座，放大光明照十方界，也是甚为细甚为细的。如来示现无量神变神通的变化，也是甚为细。如来狮子吼大涅槃入涅槃，这种种情形啊，如来说法的时候好像狮子吼入涅槃，入大涅槃，这种种情形都是甚为细的。如来调伏一切众生而无所碍，没有所障碍，这也是甚为细。如来不思议自在力量如金刚菩提心永不变坏，这也甚为细的。如来普护念一切世间境界，也都是甚为细的。如来普于一切世界思作佛事尽未来劫而无休息，也是甚为细。如来无碍神力无所障碍这种神通力量周遍法界，也是甚为细甚为细的。
The relationships had been very, very open. Ed Leslie had done a little bit of homework on Buddhism. He said, isn't Buddhism the source of holistic healing, the source of the doctrines of karma, the source of the doctrines of community and sharing? Didn't it all begin with Buddhism? And we said, yes, Ed, you're right. That and more. So the questions began, and at this point he asked, on the way back we all noticed this change. Where Joe was there at the same time, there was a subtle change.
Sure, you might say that before I launched this, there was no tape on this. This was only a preliminary, but when we got into the cell, you put a microphone on your neck.
Right, the microphone was, he put the microphone on my, he had asked earlier who was going to talk, and I said I would be talking.
At this point, it was on the air.
Right, this is when the cameras began to roll for the interview. The entire interview took all of 2 minutes, and it consisted of about 7 questions. That was it. The first question he asked was, what are you doing here? Just like that. And the answer was, we're Buddhist monks, and we're cultivating the way to enlightenment. And the second question was, is this a good place for it? And the answer was, it's perfect. The third question was, he said, don't you get a lot of people who abuse drugs? And at that point, the film ran out. Which was really fortuitous, because that was, I thought, a question of the hooking. And he rewound the film, and...
You can say, we only drink one.
We only drink one. You can say, 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 we only drink one. 要再问，那么再问的时候比较客气，他说是不是佛教对于吃麻醉药有什么看法？那个样子改变了，客气的多了。那个时候被看到，他就有变化。So the second time he asked this question, it was a different question. He said, now what's the Buddhist attitude towards drugs? Which is the question you can answer. And the answer was, Buddhism prohibits toxicants of any kind, anything that tends to confuse you. The next question was, how'd you buy the place? And how much was it? And the question was, the answer was, it's been the contributions of many devoted lay people in America and abroad, and especially the efforts of one very generous layperson, Mr. C.T. Shun, Prasad C.T. Shun. And how much did it cost? We agreed not to disclose the price with the buyer. And I said, it was a multi-million dollar deal. The next question, how do the Board of Supervisors of Nikaya like it? I said, well, we have a very very open, very positive attitude at this point, and we look forward to being a terrific asset to Nikaya Valley, to America, and to the world. And then his next question, what's going to be here?
You can answer the supervisor, really. I'm great.
Well, you said Dharma Ram Buddhist University, Senior Citizens Home, a Buddhist Hospital, an elementary school, and entire Buddhist community. The next question and the last question was, got anything else to say? And I mumbled something about, we hope that everybody will come, all Buddhists from all over the world will come here and make this the foundation for world Buddhism, and we know it's going to be. Now, the reason I mimic his style when I'm presenting these questions to you was because there was a change that I found very educational. Before the cameras rolled, during lunch, last night, and after this 2-minute interview, sitting in this jail cell, Ed Leslie was a normal person who was asking the kind of questions you'd expect to ask, you'd expect from an interviewer. As soon as the cameras rolled, it changed. And we should all be aware of this, because I think Wotang and both Wotang and Wago, who had experience with news people, say that this is the way they all are. Immediately there was a kind of a slant to the sensational, to the provocative. They were offensive questions. He was on the attack. They were very, very, very short questions. And there was, while he wasn't hostile, he could have been. And we should be ready for this change, for the next interview, because it's been said that all the stations are coming in the future. It was not comfortable answering his question. And I was taken by surprise. My answers were too long, by about 8 words apiece. Short answer would have been best. Something prepared beforehand. Now we have an idea of the kind of questions they're going to ask. And short answers are really good. Before we began the interview, many of the things that we talked about at lunch were the questions that he asked. So pay close attention. Every one of us is going to have this experience in the future. Pay close attention to the things that are talked about when you lay the groundwork with the interviewer, because these are the things that are going to come back. Chances are the questions he asks then, he'll ask again during the interviews. And there's no preparation, there's no second chance in interviews. It's bang, and they can turn it any way they want. So it's good, I think, to prepare maybe some quick answers in case you get asked, "Do you have anything to say?" You can say, "Yes. I hope that all of these beings cultivate the enlightenment. You too, Ed." That would have been the perfect thing to say. Cloverdale coming home, so it was too late. He said that this is going to be aired tomorrow, Thursday night, on the 6 p.m. news. So you might want to call your folks and element to watch at 6 p.m. He'll call at 4 tomorrow and tell us exactly when, exactly how long it's going to be. Well, Joe happened to hear him in the courtyard of the Great Compassion House giving his...
Go to buy color TV. Take a look.
He asked his cameraman to photograph him giving his preparatory statement. I guess the introduction to his story was also filmed right there. And this is quoting by Joe, quoting Ed Leslie. He said, "The transformation has already taken place in this former Mendocino State Hospital. It's now the city of 10,000 Buddhas. Before, the great wards of torment are now called such things as the Joyous Giving House and the Great Compassion House." So apparently it's we're getting a positive slant. But the thing I would say, the flavor that I'm left with this is that there's a power game happening with the man behind the microphone. And it's very good to be prepared in advance for the next one. And I think we'll all have this experience in the future.
This
is Channel 7. I think it's local. It goes all the way up to Ukiah, and it goes all the way down to San Jose, all the way east to maybe Sacramento. So there will be 7 million people watching. It's also the biggest station in the area.
It's not networked, but I imagine it's not the all-in-all network.
Well, Joe tells me I have a very sappy frozen smile on my face throughout the interview.
The advocate is yours. I'd like to add one thing that maybe you mentioned, and that was that after he left us, when he went to the Mendocino County Courthouse to interview one of the supervisors to find out what they thought about. So I'm afraid that it's going to be a little cut and paste. I'm sure saying something about, we're going to be a great asset to the community.
Yeah, he told us in advance that he had made an appointment with the supervisor to go ask the same question.
I would like to add another thing, if I may, and that is that the local media in the Bay Area has a very bad reputation nationwide. This is with the exception of K3D, the public television station, which has already interviewed us. There's a magazine called More, which is a review of journalism in the United States, and every year they award the 10 worst newspapers. And a couple of years ago, they put the Chronicle at the head of the list.
That's right,
apology. They said, "We apologize for naming Chronicle."
对的报纸是特别好的。
So, if we're able to get a positive review, a positive interview, which I think this is, out of these people, then we're in pretty good shape for, in general, for the media.
这如果就是说我们相当是一个电视电台，有一个已经出名了，好像很其他的地方都看不起他们，因为他们所欢喜的新闻就是最下列的这个新闻，他们常常有邪志，如果是人杀什么人，他们把这个看重，这个。所以如果就是我们这个故事是没有这个 sensational 这个动人的，那么他说就是就好了，因为常常有他们把所有的新闻故事就变成这个卑鄙下流的。
这个他们会不会是不是昨天晚上来那两个人
那个访问者一样，叫声
一
人不一样。
嗯，
有两个。
他们去几个人？
两个人，每次的。
昨天晚上。啊。
两个人，今天两个人。
嗯，两个人有一个是一样的，有一个不一样的。
是的。
嗯。那他们吃饭吃饱了没有？
他们吃了一碗。就是杂面，
嗯，
吃饱了，大少，
嗯，没有猪扒牛扒，他们也可以吃的，
什么 hamburgers？
嗯，
哦，没有，
猪扒牛扒，
没有，
他们也可以吃饭，嗯，你没问问他们夹的怎么样啊？
那个，
你可以问问他们吗？他们只可以问你，你就不可以问问他们？阿爸又那个一体密体涂的又高的又飞龙行的，阿爸因的在这又东海夫smoking 又性侵 ，is no good。你可以问他们，他们在那儿抽烟吗？
没有抽，也没有味道。
你可以问问他们 ，Do they you know drinking wine? You feeling better? 嗯，你可以问问他们吗？为什么敬杯？你什么？你自己不敢问人呢？嗯，你可以问问他们的 question 吗？你说我 ，You ask me question, then they say I ask you question. You can see who give you money.You can see walking who give you this job. 看他怎么说。You can see benefit you is benefit this world. 你不可以问问他吗？You can see you like go to jail. I put you in jail.OK, you come in, I lock the door. No, come by San Francisco. What do you go to Lightman? I realize you.台湾你要说什么话你就这么样问他们， he says, I put you in jail, okay? 不但把那个肺的吃了，麦吃吐，那个麦吃也都吃了，所以现在没有了。这是讲笑话，你们不要相信这个。还有什么新闻？没有告诉他我那个果盘天天打坐。
啊，没有说。
嗯。
没说。是在一个时间很短。这个。
哎。就在那个时间很短，是吧？如来于尽虚空界一切世界普现成佛调伏众生甚微细，如来于一佛身现无量佛身甚微细，如来于去来经三世中皆出道场自在智甚微细，如来入世等一切微细细能了之，成就清净普能示现一切世间，于念念中增长智慧圆满不退，善巧方便修菩萨恒无有修习，成就普现回向之地，具足一切如来功德，永不焰舍菩萨所行，出生菩萨现前境界，无量方便皆悉清净，普欲安稳一切众生，修菩萨恒成就菩萨大威德地，得诸菩萨心之乐于，怀金刚闯回向之门，畜生法界诸功德藏，常为诸佛之所护念，入诸菩萨善妙法门，言说一切真实之意，于法善巧无所为时，起大誓愿不舍众生，于念中尽知一切心非心地境界之藏，以非心处是生于心，远离语言安住智慧，通诸菩萨所行之恒，以自在力是成佛道，尽未来际常无缺席，一切世间众生皆受妄想言说之所见力，神通愿力悉能示现。我以这个尽虚空界一切世界普现成佛，来调伏一切众生，也是啊甚微细的这种情形。如来于一佛身，佛呀能在一佛的身中现无量佛身，也是甚微细的。如来于去来今三世中接触道场自在智甚微细， 在过去现在未来这三世之中啊，佛都是常坐道场，有这种的智慧，自在的智慧也是甚微细的。入世等啊，像这样所说一切微细气能了至，成就清净，普能示现一切世界，世间在一切世间于念念之中啊，增长智慧，增长啊，大智慧，圆满不退，啊，善巧方便，修行菩萨所修行的横门，永远呢都不休息，不息，成就普贤呢回向之门之地，普贤菩萨回向这个地位。具足一切如来的功德，永不厌舍，永远呢不会说是啊，厌烦了舍这个菩萨所行的这个横门。出生啊，菩萨现前所有一切的境界，无量的方便，皆系清净啊，普欲安稳一切的。所有的众生修行啊，菩萨所修行的横门，成就菩萨的大威德呢，这个地位，得诸菩萨心之乐欲，菩萨所愿意的他都能得到。怀金刚闯回向之门，得这个金刚闯这种坚固啊回向的这种的法门。出生法界诸功德藏，出生法界一切诸功德藏，常为诸佛之所护念啊，入诸菩萨深妙的法门，演说一切真实的这个义理，于法善巧无所违时，对这个法呀不会违背这个法的道理，起大誓愿，生出啊，发起大誓愿，不舍众生，于一念中呢、啊，也不舍众生，尽知一切众生的心和非心呢，这种的地的境界来之藏，于非心处啊啊，于这个有情就是有心，一切心，非心就是无情。是生于心，那个无情真空又生妙有，妙有又和真空，所以啊，远离语言，远离一切语言呢，这种的道路，住安住智慧。同诸菩萨所行之行，和菩萨所修行的是一样，以自在力事成佛道，事现成佛，尽为来机，常无休息，一切世间众生结束和他的妄想和他所说的语言之所建立啊，神通愿力，用神通的愿力细能示现，一切的神通的变化，以无着无福解脱心，修普贤横，得一切众生皆甚微细之，所谓众生皆分别甚微细之，众生皆言语甚微细之，众生皆执着甚微细之，众生皆意想甚为细，异类甚为细之，众生皆 同类甚为细之，众生皆无量取甚为细之，众生皆不思议种种分别所作甚为细之，众生皆无量杂染甚为细之。菩萨他又说呀，菩萨修行这十回向的法门，那么用这个没有所执着的心念，没有所束缚的这种的心念，得到完全解脱的这种思想，修普贤行，他呀要利益其他一切众生，就好像啊这个大横普贤菩萨所发的这种愿和横一样，那么他得到啊一切众生界甚为细的智慧，就是所说的众生界分别甚为细智，在这个众生啊这个界，众生啊有九界众生，也就是九法界的众生，菩萨法界、声闻缘觉法界、天法界、恶修罗法界、人法界、畜生法界、恶鬼法界、地狱法界，那么这个九法界的众生呢，有种种的不同，种种的分别，在这里头啊你能分辨清楚，这是要啊有这个很微细很微细的这种智慧，你才能啊分辨清楚，如果没有这个微细微细的这种的智慧，你不能啊知道这个众生界的分别，又有这个众生界的言说甚为细致，每一类众生就有每一类众生的言说，有他们的语言啊，这些个语言啊有很多种的分别，就单单呢拿人类来说，已经有啊啊又什么英文，又什么叫中文，又什么日文，又什么暹罗文，又什么法文、德文、西班牙文、葡萄牙文，这种就单单人类的言说就有种种的分别，要加上其他啊，这一切畜生类有他畜生的语言，恶鬼类有恶鬼的语言啊，天上的人有天上人的语言，恶修罗有恶修罗的语言，声闻法界就有声闻的语言，圆角法界就有圆角的语言，菩萨法界就有菩萨的语言， 各一界的这个众生，他的语言都说不能尽，所以啊，要有甚微细、甚微细这种的智慧，你才能啊懂这么多的语言。要没有甚微细的智慧，就不能懂的。所以说，众生界的言说甚微细智，众生界的指导甚微细致，每一类众生就有每一类的众生的指导啊，各有各的指导，要没有指导了就解脱了。所以啊啊，菩萨法界的菩萨还有一份的生相无明，没有破，没有破就有一份的生相无明的指照啊。圆角法界还有圆角的指照，声闻法界有声闻的指照，天法界它有天的指照，阿修罗法界有阿修罗的执照，人法界就有人的执照，畜生法界有畜生的执照，恶鬼法界有恶鬼的执照，地狱法界有地狱的执照，每一类的众生啊，他的执照不同啊，所以啊，众生不同，他的执照也不同。你要想知道这种种的，都要有甚微细的智慧，众生界异类甚微细智，所有九法界的众生，每一类和每一类不同，每一类同每一类自己本身也有很多不同的地方，所以啊，异类也有甚微细的智慧才能啊明白，众生界同类甚微细的智慧。那么异类要有很多的智慧，甚微细的智慧才能分别的出来。那么同类呢，也有不同的这种的情形，所以啊，这也要有甚微细的智慧。众生界无量取甚微细智，这个所有的众生的界，这九法界的众生啊，菩萨就趋向菩萨道，声闻就趋向声闻道，圆角就趋向声闻的这个曲啊，天就是天曲，恶修罗有恶修罗曲，人有人的曲，恶鬼有恶鬼的曲啊，畜生有畜生的曲，地狱有地狱的曲。所以众生啊的趋向的这种的因果也都不同，也要有甚微细的智慧才能明了。众生界不思议种种分别所作甚微细智，众生呢啊，每一类都有他不思议的这种种的分别，每一类众生，每一个众生都有他呀这种不思议的种种的分别思想所作啊，他所做的事情甚微细致，都要有甚微细的智慧才能啊明了。众生界无量杂染甚微细致，在众生界呀，每一类众生有他每一类的这种啊果报业感不同， 你种清净的因就结清净的果，种染污的因就结染污的果。那么这种种啊，善恶夹杂，有的时候善里头啊夹杂一点恶，有的时候恶里头又夹杂一点善，有的时候清净业也加一点，掺杂一点染污的业，染污的业里边又掺杂一点清净的业，啊，好像我们学佛的人啊，学佛法呀，要和一般世间人不同，啊，世间人所好的，俺们不好；世间人所贪的，俺们不贪，啊。世间人所有的一切的毛病俺们要没有，可是怎么样呢，哎，就不愿意放下它，啊，想要出世，可是啊就常常和这个世间法来做有限公司，啊，不愿意啊离开这个世间法，说想要出家放不下，啊，舍不得打麻将，想要出家舍不得去到林罗那儿赌钱去，想要出家又放不下的儿子，想要出家又放不下的女儿，想要出家啊又放不下男朋友，想要出家又放不下女朋友，啊，你一说这种种的麻烦啊，说也说不完啊，所以就一个脚嘛踩着两只船啊，又要上牛腰嘛，又要到三藩市去啊，所以也不知道到什么地方好，东望望西望望，结果牛腰也到不了，三藩市也不能去啊。那么这是在一脚踩着两只船呢，不能到牛腰，不能到三藩市啊，这已经是落伍的了。现在一个脚啊，要一个人要上两只飞机啊，一个脚上到啊到澳洲那个飞机，一个脚嘛又到这个欧洲那个飞机，究竟呢到哪个地方去啊，只可以这么样说，天晓得，天知道。那么这都叫杂染啊，你想要清净而不能清净，想要自在而不能自在，学佛的人都要没有烦恼啊，啊，你说怎么样啊，他遇到烦恼啊比吃那个馅儿饼啊，麻油饭呢，更香，甚至于啊，北方人欢喜吃饺子，啊，他这吃烦恼啊，比吃饺子都有味道，觉得，啊，这真好吃，一吃这个烦恼就，啊，一顿一顿的吃，啊，不用吃饺子了，所以呀，啊，你们看看，这都是杂染，啊，这个杂染呢。也要有甚微细的智慧才能啊分别的清楚，才能啊觉悟，所以啊才说无量这个杂染甚微细智。你看看啊，出家人不应该怕死咯啊，有一点小毛病就要去看医生 出家人不应该那么懒惰啊，可是觉得睡觉比什么都好。你们各位啊，觉得我说的对不对啊？要不对你们就提出个理由来反对一下子，要是说的对那怎么办啊？是不是要改善啊？怎么样？
是要改吗？
是要改呀。嗯，
我只有这种。
现在已经入了睡觉三昧了。啊，还没有啊。 OK， 那我就说你呢。众生皆无量清净甚微细时，若是当一切众生皆境界甚微细，于一念中能以智慧皆入实之，广舍众生而为说法，开示种种清净法门，令修菩萨广大智慧，化身无量见者欢喜，心智日光照菩萨心，令其开悟智慧自在，以无着无福解脱心为一切众生，于一切世界修普贤行，得尽虚空界法界一切世界甚为细之，所谓小世界甚为细之，大世界甚为细之，杂染世界甚为细之，清净世界甚为细之。众生界有无量的清净，也要有甚微细致才能啊明了知道。入世等啊，像前边所说的这个种种的甚微细致，一切众生界和这个境界，一切的甚微细致这种智慧，于一念中啊，在一念之中能以智慧皆入实之啊，不要长时间只在一念之中啊，以这种的真实的智慧啊，知道这种真实的境界，广摄众生，广摄一切无量的众生而为说法，而为众生啊来说法，开示种种清净法门，开示众生啊种种的清净法门，令修菩萨，令其啊修行这个菩萨广大的智慧，化身无量见者欢喜。化身呢不知有多少啊，一切众生见着啊都生欢喜心，以智日光，以智慧的好像日光照菩萨心，照这个修行菩萨行的这个人的心，令其开悟，令这个修行菩萨行的这个众生啊都开悟，智慧自在，得到啊这种自在无碍的智慧，以无着无福啊这种的解脱心， 为一切众生啊，一切世界修普贤王菩萨的横门，得尽虚空是遍法界啊，尽虚空界遍法界一切处，一切的世界甚微细的智慧，昨就是所说的小世界的甚微细的智慧，大世界的甚微细的智慧啊，杂染世界的甚微细的智慧，清净世界甚微细的这种智慧。今天没有提问呀？
有5点钟。
5点钟啊？
5点钟。
呵呵，5点钟怎么搞的？
啊，5:35打电话。
啊。
说哦，对不起，我也很惊奇，他们就没有告诉我，他们5点钟放，很对不起，很妙。
嗯，没看见啊。
回去没有人看见，他说本来是6分钟。
嗯，
他说那么长，因为他要人听见，人唱弥陀名号，唱给上宫，他要人听得懂，所以他延长给他的这个故事。说在他上面的人减少了一半。所以就是3分钟。他说还算比较长。我是5点钟的消息放的。但是他试试给我们打电话，可是有人在讲，所以他打不通。5:35才打通。他说你看了没有？我看了。好，好了。完了。
Thank you.
是古木康，我去问他，他说
他没有录音呢，
是那个 tape 完全，没有，他说他会说是很好，对我们很好的 favorable。为什么跟他说？他说所有他们所教的所有这个方面都混在一起。